I just wanted to share this fun story. So, because a couple of weeks ago, we got an email from someone who's already a member of Simplero. His name is Christoph. And he was like, hey, I have this new business and we have 2 million emails. Can Simplero handle that? I would love to use Simplero. I love Simplero. You guys are the best. Can you guys handle 2 million emails? I'm like, I have no idea. Let's find out. And so we were like, okay, let's just jump into it. Let's do it. And he started uploading his contacts, and pretty much right off the bat, there were some issues with the imports that were slow and then stopping and like not completing or just moving very, very slowly and other things. And we just got to work fixing them. So the reason I'm telling the story is, you know, a little bit behind the scenes of what it looks like when data grows that large, right? 2 million is a lot of people. But also in terms of like how a company like ours actually operate in a situation like that. So background first, the company in question, it's a company called AIPRM. They're this like plugin for, it's a Chrome extension that is a plugin for ChatGPT. So you can see there's a bunch of prompts here that come from AIPRM. Their website here is AIPRM.com, and you can see, boom, this is actually the Simplero opt-in box that they have right there. And they've been so incredibly successful, again, that they've gotten almost, I think it's 1.8 million. Oh, shit, I'm sharing the wrong screen. Hey, Kazem, why is it sharing that screen? Let me try that again. Boom, 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 arc. Boo, there we go, arc. Not Cosm. Here we go. So what I was saying was that the opt-in here, let me try to get the opt-in back so just so you can see. Where's my cookie manager thingy here? Cookie editor. All right. AIPRM. Then we can get that cookie back again. Great. See if we can get that pop in. But anyway, so here's the AIPRM. Here's the plugin in action. All these different cool prompts that you can do. It's a really cool plugin. And over here, eventually, there we go. Here's the Simplero embedded opt-in form. So their website is not on Simplero. It's, I don't know what they're using, but they're putting the embedded opt-in there. And so again, 1.8 million emails. I think, I don't know where we're up to now in Simplero, but I think we're well over a million. And so what were some of the things that we ran into, right? The first, right off the bat, was the importing of that many contacts was very slow, and I think it would stop and then kind of not progress. What happened is that, so that kind of stuff runs in a background queue, and that background queue is set up so it won't run jobs that will run longer than 30 minutes, I believe, and there's also, they can run out of memory and then get killed midway. So then those jobs need to be written in a way so that they can stop and resume or be batched or like send out in multiple batches that are each going to complete in less than half an hour. And they weren't. So that was the first thing. So Jason, one of my guys, immediately went to work on this. And it was basically just, we went through, let's try some stuff, upload, send emails, whatever. And then we see what breaks. And then we immediately go fix it. Right? We've never tried stuff at that level. The highest list we had on Simplero before this was a little over a quarter of a million. So 258,000, I think, was the number I looked up. And so 1.8 million is quite, like, it's, you know, 6x or something of what the biggest list was before. So we just didn't know what we're going to run out into. And it's not something that you can easily kind of performance test. It's just, you do it, you see what breaks, and then you immediately go fix it. And so we did that. Boom, here's lights. We did that. And so the import, we got that fixed. So it could stop and resume, and you could chunk it up into bits that would process the rows. You upload a CSV file, and then we chunk that into chunks and then process them individually. I think there's also something about, like, once you import, there's a lot of stuff that happens. Maybe there's triggers when people subscribe to the list, and then the triggers can do all kinds of things. And then we're counting how many contacts you have on the account and how many on the list and all that kind of stuff. And so there's some of that stuff, if that happens per row and you're importing a million rows versus, you know, importing a million rows and then doing that stuff in batch, like if you do it per row, that ends up being very, very expensive. And then like once you basically each row can then trigger like five other jobs. And so for like now you have not a million jobs, but 5-6 million jobs that need to process, and every single job has overhead. And so those are the kinds of bottlenecks that you run into in this kind of situation. So batch processing on triggers was next. Figuring out the right indices. Sometimes the database just is missing some key indices. Like some, we ran into that some of the pages in the admin would now take, I think it was like 134 seconds to load, which is obviously way too slow. And so some of that is indices. Some of that is just like, let's not query and get information that we don't absolutely need. Some of it is, can we lazy load things? Some of it is, can we cache things? There's all kinds of ways to get around performance issues like that. We work with them. So they're subscribing via API because I think they get a lot of, I'm actually not sure how that works, but I think they get a lot of subscribers through the not our opt-in forms, but through the extension somehow or whatever. And so they're batch subscribing them. They're subscribing to us. So far, previously our API could only handle subscribing one subscriber at a time. So we rewrote that. So you can send, I think we set it up to 100, but we can raise that limit. So you can send up to 100 emails at one time, and then we'll send you back a response with like what happened with each one, or if there are any errors with any, so that you get that information. Yeah, there's also another thing that we ran into is like then counting how many contacts have a given tag. And like if you try to actually count up all the rows in the database each time, even if you have indices, that can quickly get kind of expensive. So then you need to you count those ahead of time and you store the count, and then you have to update and maintain the count. And so now it's like, do you maintain that live as changes happen, or do you put that in a background and then the count is going to be updated later, but it's going to be a little bit out of sync with reality. It's going to, you know, there's going to be a lag there. So those are some of the kind of trade-offs that we run into when you get to that level. And finally, like the whole background processing, there's some optimizations there that we're still in the process of doing, so that when there's a lot of jobs, there's some jobs that want to look and say, hey, is there another job like me running right now? Because then I don't want to start, so we don't get duplicates. And that mechanism is slow and needs some improvements. But basically, this is how it works, right? You do stuff and then you figure out what was broken, and then you fix that. And that's the process that we've been on. So if you're someone who's got a large email list, now you know, oh crap, we actually can easily support that. So that was one of the things for me, was obviously we love Christoph and wanted him as a client again, but also I want to take this opportunity to make sure that we are actually set up to support that, so we can confidently go out in the world and say, hey, we can easily support 2 million emails. And speaking of that too, we have we've hired like 6 months ago, I think, we hired Troy Erickson and Nick Cedarholm. I think Cedar, what is his name? Cedar something. Cedar Lund. Sorry, Nick. We hired them. They're two of the best email deliverability experts in the world. They're used by top email marketers in the online marketing space to help them with deliverability. We hired them to monitor our servers, our delivery, and we're basically like, they're like, we had some big senders that were sending to spam traps. You know, it happens, you get like bad emails on your list, or it happens also that Gmail will turn old actual accounts into spam traps if people don't log in in a certain amount of time. And so it happens, and Troy and Nick have tools that they can figure out if you're sending to spam traps. So we got that back. They won't tell you what the email is, like the specific email address that's the spam trap. But what it does tell you is the sender email and the subject line. And then based on that, we could figure out who it was and what the pool of people that had received the email was. And then we actually paid, there's a tool called Zero Bounce, that we paid for the cleaning of those people's lists. So we use run it through zero bounds, and they come back with information about each email saying whether it's likely a spam trap or bad in some other way. And we use that information to then remove those subscribers from those people's lists. And so once we did that, our deliverability, our you know, reputation, sender reputation is like way up. So our, like, sorry, it's not way up. It was already good, but now it's just exceptional. So we have a very, very pristine, very solid deliverability sort of setup. Like, one of the concerns that big senders sometimes have is you come in and there's a shared pool of IP addresses and that are sending from, that we're sending email from. And if you're sort of lumped in with a bunch of bad senders who send crap to their list and get a lot of spam reports and don't get a lot of engagement and all those things, then their emails are not going to go through as well as you want. But it turns out that we're actually in a really, really good spot when it comes to our setup. Our IP reputation is really high. Our deliverability is super high. So all of that is great. By the way, if you want to work with Troy and Nick, we can, we'd be happy to make a referral. If you're a big sender, this is something that can really, really increase your results. They can work with you. Like, they're working with us on sort of our general IP reputation, but they can work with you on your how you're sending your sending practices to improve your, so that you get more into in Gmail the priority inbox, and so that, and they can also help with like just writing daily emails and things like that. So they do outsource list management. They're some of the best in the world. So happy to make an intro if you want. And let me see. Yeah. And the final thing the point I wanted to make is that we oftentimes, like, we will work with clients one-on-one if they're like, when they're paying us a certain amount of money, then it makes sense for us to work directly. So in this case, we're actually making these changes to support that list. That was like, yeah, we know that we're going to run into issues, so we'll fix them for you. We have another client, Pump, a program, if you guys look them up, that we're doing a partnership with, where they're doing, you know, mid eight figures. They're doing super well. And so it makes sense for them to invest with us to build the features and the things that they need for their business. So that is something that we're doing with people where it just makes sense money-wise. They're making so much money that from this, that small changes like this is really going to make a huge difference. So that's the service that we do offer. I don't think a lot of other people, other companies in the space do this. I'm not aware of any other company that will do this. I may just have never heard of it, but I'm not aware. So I just wanted to put that out there as a service. Is that something that is relevant to you? If you're someone with a big list, or just a big, like, a lot of revenue, and where it would make sense to consolidate everything on one platform and then work with us and the team to build the things that you need. What's great for us in it is that, like, we get revenue, but you also get features that are, you know, tailored to the best marketers that we can then bring to everyone. And we make these optimizations that benefit everybody. So yeah, that's the game, guys. That's what I wanted to share. Some of the changes that we made to support a 2 million email list size. It's remarkable. It's an incredible success that Christoph and his team over at AIPRM has had. I recommend that you check it out. You know, getting to 2 million email opt-ins. I think they're at 1.8 right now, but they're like growing super fast. So remarkable. Love seeing them win and love being there to support them on that journey. So lots of love to you guys. I will be back soon. Bye.